Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
How do you deal with jealous people? You know, when someone's either jealous of you because of your accomplishments, your achievements, your efforts, or when people are jealous because, you know, they don't trust you. You're in a relationship and you just have this person who's jealous all the time because of their background, and they're always worrying you're gonna cheat on them or do something awful, or somebody at work is jealous of you because you got the promotion. Like, either way, all of that is other people's insecurities being tossed at you, my friend. So how do you deal with that and stay sane and stay on your path, which, by the way, you should do? Let me give you four ideas. First and foremost, realize whenever there's ever any judgment or jealousy in general, check this out. You got one of two options. You either affirm the other person or you ignore it, okay? Affirm the other person means, you know, if somebody's so worried, like let's say you're in an intimate relationship and it's your partner, your spouse, your lover, and they're just like, they're always jealous. You gotta affirm them. You'd say, I understand you're jealous, but I love you, honey. Things are gonna be fine. Stop worrying about this. And all you can do is be patient and kind and caring and continually loving through their jealousy. They got to figure out their own stuff. And unless you're a therapist or a coach or you're equipped with dealing with that, you know how hard it is to get other people to change. If you need some advice on that, watch some of my other YouTube videos, but you get the idea. It's hard to change people. So all you can do is affirm them. Welcome their own insecurities and vulnerabilities, accept them where they're at, be kind and compassionate with them as they're dealing with their insecurities. But on the other side, the other option is to just ignore it. And 99% of the world's jealousy, you should absolutely completely ignore. When other people say, well, who do you think you are? When other people, you know, say, well, it was easy for you. And other people are jealous because you worked your tail off and you achieved things. And now they're trying to claw you back down to their level. Don't let them do it. Ignore the hate online. Ignore their stupid side comments. Ignore their little, you know, what do you call that? They want to say something to you, but they don't. So they hold it back. And then they over here, they take an action against you. You know what I'm talking about. All those things, you need to ignore those people. Not let it hook you. Not let it bring you down to their level. Not ever let you stop being on your path. Which leads to my second piece of advice. And this is really important. Revisit your why. What is it you really want of life and why? You know, what I've always found in motivation, if you read my book, The Motivation Manifesto, you know that our main search is to find that power to truly be ourselves and pursue the things that we really care about, that matter to us. That is, be ourselves fully, seek those things that enliven us and bring our passions alive. So check that out. That's what you got to continue doing. You have to revisit, why do I want to live my best life? Why do I want to achieve this thing? Because if you're not clear about why you want what you want, then everybody else clawing at you or being jealous or saying negative comments or, you know, just kind of sideswiping you all the time, they will derail you if you're not clear about your mission, your purpose, your drive, what you really want, your goals. Have that vision and don't let anybody claw you back from that. Number three, this is huge, 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 and people forget this all the time. It's about, I don't know how to say this without sounding bad, but getting better despite them. You know what I mean? Get better. Be even more excellent. When people are jealous, oh, look at her, how easy she's got it. You know what? Excel even more. Oh, sure, you can do this because you had your spoon, yada, 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 and they all say this. Get better. You know, get better, not to spite them, but despite them. So that you can continually climb on your own path to excellence. Because here's what happens. A lot of people, as someone that achieves more and more levels of excellence, maybe they were jealous at the beginning, but then they start seeing it. And they start seeing that there's art to what you're doing. That there's science to what you're doing. That there's hard work and effort. And the longer you're at it, and the more you're at it. Because you know what people are usually jealous of? Short-term success. But long-term success, most people, they admire. They go, wow. She really worked for it. Wow, I've seen her year after year after year, and it's paying off for her. Good for her. Good for him. So in other words, keep at it. Get better. Develop your level of excellence. And you know what? The more momentum you get in life, the more believers you tend to get as well. And this last piece of advice, number four, it's so straightforward. And I think it will really serve you. Always remember to serve others on your way up. You know, be humble and grateful for what you have, but don't forget to also be social with that. A lot of jealousy or the negativity that comes at us is because people think that we're narcissistic, we're in it for ourselves, that we don't care about anybody else, or they're jealous and the real insecurities that will leave them, that they'll get left behind. So they say these, you know, weird comments, but what they're really saying is, please don't leave. What they're really saying is, you know, don't become somebody who's all about the success or the money or the fame or the wealth or the accolades or the statues, whatever it is, right? They want to know that you're still human. And the best way to demonstrate that and the most needed thing you need to do as you continue to succeed is reach out and help those others who are on the same path of life, but maybe just a few yards behind you. Help lift them up. You know, as Booker T. Washington taught us, there's two ways to exert strength. One is pushing down and the other is pulling up. So pull some people up, help people, offer guiding hand, give, donate, serve, volunteer, still be out among people serving and helping. Don't become one of those, you know, people who becomes lost in the Hollywood Hills all by yourself, just thinking about your own self, staring at your belly button all day, thinking how self-important you are. Be that person who's still out there helping, guiding, serving, supporting, championing other people. Because you know what? You can always hate people, but it's hard to hate somebody who's a champion of others. So you be the champion of others, and soon those negative voices, those jealous people, they'll deal with their own stuff. And if they don't, ignore them. If they don't, keep getting better. If they don't, remember your dream. If they don't, and they just need your love, then be there for them. But realize you must stay on your path, regardless of jealousy. If you do that, not only will you turn some of those negative voices around, but most importantly, you'll continue living what we call the charged life. Hey, my friend, it's Brendan. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Do me two favors. Number one, subscribe to this channel so that you continue to get updates every time I release new training for you. And number two, if you would like to get ahead a little faster in life, what I'd like to do is give you my 10 steps to achieving anything 10 times faster. So if you have a big goal, a big dream, a big mission in life, and you just like to achieve it faster, what would you need to do? You know, this is exactly what I keep next to my computer or next to my bed. And every time I have a big dream, a big goal, I open it up and I kind of use this as my checklist to get ahead faster. Because you and I both know if you're gonna be more effective or more productive, or you are gonna achieve your goals and your dreams faster, you're gonna have to switch your perspective a little bit on achievement itself. You're gonna have to adopt new thinking patterns and habits. You're gonna have to have new daily rituals and habits. And your entire approach to learning and skill development must be better. So in order to help you do that, go to brendon.com/10x. That's Brendon, brendon.com/10x. And you can download this guide for free. Just tell me your name and email. I'm happy to email that to you for free. The same guide I use to achieve any goal or dream faster. Thanks for tuning in. Until I see you next time, go out there every single day of your life, live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up
that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.